Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
In the heart of Belfast, nestled along the bustling Stranmillies Road, lies a place where history and legend intertwine, Friar's Bush Graveyard. This modest two-acre cemetery, often overlooked by passers-by, is Belfast's oldest Christian burial site, with roots possibly stretching back to pre-Christian times. The graveyard's name is steeped in lore. During the 18th century penal laws, when Catholic Mass was forbidden, it said that a friar clandestinely held services beneath a thorn bush within the cemetery. Tragically, he was discovered and killed on the spot, and the site became known as Friar's Bush. But the tales don't end with historical accounts. Visitors have reported eerie sensations, unseen hands tugging at their clothes, and an overwhelming feeling of unease, particularly near the area known as Plaguey Hill, a mass grave for cholera and famine victims. Adding to the mystery, a maintenance tunnel connecting nearby university buildings, which runs adjacent to the graveyard, has its own legends of ghostly encounters and unexplained cold spots. Join me as we delve into the shadows of Friar's Bush Graveyard, exploring its rich history and the chilling tales that continue to haunt this ancient site. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the city of Belfast, where modern life moves swiftly past Victorian buildings and bustling university halls, sits a small, quiet patch of land that seems forgotten by time. Tucked behind wrought iron gates on Stranmillies Road, Friar's Bush Graveyard appears, at first glance, like any other old cemetery. But for those who know its past, this place is a silent witness to centuries of hidden worship, untimely death, and whispered legends that refuse to fade. The graveyard is widely regarded as the oldest Christian burial site in Belfast, with records and local lore suggesting it may have been used for burials as far back as the 5th or 6th century. But it wasn't just its age that granted it infamy, it was the stories buried within. As the city around it grew and modernized, Friar's Bush remained largely unchanged, a preserved sliver of Belfast's darker past. For decades, families visited the site to honor the dead. But there were others who came to explore, to feel the weight of something unseen, a presence lingering just beyond comprehension. The graveyard's name carries with it a tragic and powerful tale. During the 18th century, under the British penal laws, Catholic Mass was outlawed. Clergy and practitioners risked arrest or worse for holding services, but in defiance, it said a friar would sneak into this very cemetery and hold secret masses under the cover of darkness, the altar. A gnarled thorn bush that stood near the center of the site. One night, British soldiers discovered the makeshift gathering. The friar was reportedly killed beneath the bush that came to bear his name, and the location was marked by those who continued to worship in secret. To the local Catholic community, the bush was more than a landmark. It was sacred. Some even believed it had miraculous properties. Over time, it became a symbol of religious resistance, a living relic. While the original bush no longer stands, its memory lives on, echoing in the name Friar's Bush. But the peaceful grounds became far from serene during the cholera outbreaks of the 1830s and the horrors of the Great Famine in the 1840s. During those times, the cemetery took in the dead at an unprecedented rate. Records indicate that hundreds of bodies, many poor, nameless, or unclaimed, were buried in mass graves. The most infamous of these is known as Plaguey Hill, a mound where victims of disease were laid to rest in unmarked pits, wrapped in rags, often carried in by carts during the darkest nights. To walk through Friar's Bush is to feel the weight of this sorrow. Even in broad daylight, many visitors report a strange heaviness near Plaguey Hill. Some claim a shift in temperature. Others say they suddenly feel disoriented, uneasy. There are no ornate gravestones here, only a grassy mound, no names, no markers, just silence. Perhaps it's that absence, the lack of identity, of closure, that gives rise to the stories. Some say that those buried without names never find peace. Others claim that during storms, when the wind rushes through the surrounding trees, it almost sounds like voices whispering from beneath the soil. By the 19th century, a new problem emerged: body snatchers. Medical schools in Belfast and elsewhere were in desperate need of cadavers for dissection and anatomical study, and grave robbing became a lucrative, if grim, business. Friar's Bush, unguarded and densely packed with recent burials, became a frequent target. One of the most infamous incidents involved a shipment of barrels discovered at the Belfast docks. Inside, the remains of freshly buried bodies, dug up, packed in haste, and bound for a medical school across the water. The scandal sent shockwaves through the community. In response, grave watchers were employed, and the city eventually passed stricter laws to prevent such desecration. But the damage had been done, and the fear remained. Even today, some believe that certain spirits may linger, not because of how they died, but because of what happened to their bodies afterward. Among the many buried here are a few names that survived the erosion of time. Patrick Carlin, a recipient of the Victoria Cross for bravery during the Indian Rebellion of 1857, lies beneath a modest stone. Another is Barney Hughes, a beloved local baker and philanthropist credited with helping to feed the poor during the famine years. While not all graves are marked, these names serve as anchors, humanizing a cemetery otherwise lost to anonymity and shadows. But even with its confirmed burials and recorded events, much about Friar's Bush remains elusive. No official count of graves exists. Some believe the site holds more than 10,000 bodies, many buried without ceremony. And it's this sense of the unknown, of stories untold, that continues to draw not only historians and researchers, but thrill seekers, ghost hunters, and those simply curious about the graveyard's restless energy. Still, rational minds have sought to explain the unsettling feelings people report. Environmental psychologists point to natural causes. The presence of underground gases like methane from decomposing bodies, for instance, can cause dizziness or confusion. Others suggest that the cemetery's isolation, combined with centuries-old legends, creates a psychological effect where the power of suggestion causes people to believe they feel something even when they don't. And yet, belief is a powerful thing. Whether due to folklore or fact, Friar's Bush has become more than just a cemetery. It's a place where the veil between past and present feels thin, where the wind carries voices long silenced, where every stone, every shadow might be hiding a secret waiting to be told. As the years passed, Friar's Bush graveyard fell into a state of quiet decay. Nature crept over forgotten headstones, and Belfast grew up around it. But far from fading into obscurity, the site gained a darker reputation, one shaped not just by history, but by the experiences of those who dared to walk its grounds after dusk. While daytime visitors often speak of its stillness, nighttime explorers report something far more unnerving. One of the most commonly told tales centers on the feeling of being watched, especially near Plaguey Hill. People describe standing still and suddenly sensing someone at their back, despite being entirely alone. A few have claimed to hear faint sobbing or whispers rising from the ground, only to find no one in sight. One account, frequently repeated in local ghost tours, comes from a group of students from Queen's University. While passing the graveyard late one evening, they reported seeing a figure cloaked in dark robes standing near the wall, motionless. When they called out, the figure reportedly faded from view without ever moving. Skeptics might call it a trick of the shadows, but each of the students gave identical descriptions, down to the height and position of the figure, and none of them ever returned by that route again. Adding to the mystery is a tunnel that runs near the graveyard, an old maintenance route connecting Queen's University's David Keir Building and the Ashby Building. Staff who have worked late shifts in either facility have reported unexplainable cold spots along the tunnel, with some saying they felt pushed by an invisible force. Others describe equipment malfunctioning for no clear reason and a strange echo that seems to repeat words incorrectly, as though something else is mimicking human speech. One engineer shared his experience anonymously online. While inspecting electrical panels in the tunnel, he heard what sounded like a woman softly humming. Thinking a colleague was nearby, he called out, only to realize he was entirely alone. The humming continued for several minutes before abruptly stopping. He refused to enter the tunnel again without backup. Some investigators believe Friar's Bush is home to what's known as a residual haunting, a phenomenon where traumatic events imprint themselves on the environment, replaying over and over like a loop. According to this theory, the graveyard isn't haunted by conscious spirits, but by the emotional residue of centuries of suffering. The weeping sounds, the shadowy figures, the overwhelming dread, these are said to be echoes of the past, not intelligent entities. Others suggest a more active presence may be involved, possibly tied to the many bodies disturbed by 19th century grave robbing. According to paranormal theory, spirits can become attached to the physical remains of their bodies. If those bodies are exhumed without proper rites or are desecrated, it could provoke unrest. In this view, some of the disturbances reported in Friar's Bush might stem from souls that have never found peace because their remains were stolen, violated, or dumped elsewhere. Then there are the psychological explanations, equally compelling, if less supernatural. Experts in environmental psychology argue that cemeteries, particularly ones steeped in legend, can heighten people's sense of fear and suggestion. The brain fills in the blanks, the silence amplifies every sound. The mind turns rustling leaves into whispers, cold drafts into ghostly touches. In essence, we scare ourselves, sometimes without realizing it. Still, the sheer number of personal accounts from this small graveyard is difficult to ignore. One woman, a local historian documenting burial records, reported having her hair pulled while kneeling near a collapsed headstone. Thinking she caught it on a branch, she stood, only to find nothing nearby that could have done it. Moments later, her notebook vanished. She found it two rows over, tucked behind a cracked monument she hadn't visited. Another frequent visitor, an amateur photographer, claims that his camera routinely malfunctioned at Friar's Bush, but nowhere else in Belfast. Despite changing batteries and memory cards, he says his images taken near Plaguey Hill always came out blurred or corrupted. In some, he claims, faint faces appeared in the fog, faces that don't resemble any living person. Tour guides who lead historical walks through the area have compiled similar reports, people fainting suddenly, pets refusing to enter the grounds, audio recorders picking up unexplained sounds. One guide recalled a young tourist who burst into tears upon walking through the gate, saying she felt crushed by sadness. She left without ever completing the tour. As more stories circulate, the graveyard has taken on a life beyond its physical boundaries. Local artists and poets have immortalized it in paintings and verse. One of the most haunting lines comes from a poem displayed during an exhibition at the Ulster Museum. Beneath the bush he fell, beneath the soil he speaks. Whether literal or symbolic, the voice of Friar's Bush seems to call out to those who listen closely. In recent years, preservationists have fought to protect the site from development, arguing that its historical and cultural value goes far beyond what's visible on the surface. Restoration efforts have included cleaning tombstones, replacing missing plaques, and creating digital archives of burial records. But the atmosphere of the place remains unchanged. To some, it's a place of reflection. To others, it's an open portal to Belfast's buried past, and to a select few, it is something else entirely. A charged place, a haunted one. A place where grief, secrecy, and death still linger like a low fog over worn headstones. Whether the shadows that cross Friar's Bush are cast by trees or by something else, that's up to each visitor to decide. So what exactly is it that makes Friar's Bush graveyard so unsettling? Is it the sheer age of the place, where even the oldest stones feel like they've been watching us longer than we've been watching them? Is it the sorrow embedded in Plaguey Hill, the mound that quietly holds the remains of hundreds who died without names or farewells? Or maybe it's the way stories, like spirits, seem to cling to this place, refusing to let go. From the secret masses under a thorn bush to whispers in the tunnels beneath a modern university, Friar's Bush is a place where the past hasn't quite made peace with the present. Whether it's residual energy playing on a loop or something more aware, more intentional, the stories just keep coming. Now, skeptics will rightly point out the power of environment. Cemeteries trigger something primal in the brain. Our sense of mortality gets a jolt, and that can send the imagination spinning. Toss in a little fog, a cold breeze, a story passed down from a tour guide, and your mind does the rest, perfectly natural. And yet, for all the rational explanations, the methane, the electromagnetic fields, the psychological priming, there's still something about Friar's Bush that logic can't quite pin down. You can explain away one ghost story, maybe two, but dozens from students, locals, workers, even historians. That's the thing about places like this. They don't demand belief. They just wait. If you're ever in Belfast, take a walk down Stranmillis Road, stand at the rusted gate, let your eyes adjust, and listen, not for screams or cries, but for the quiet things. The shift of air, the tug on your coat, the whisper of a name no one said in 200 years. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything for your next outdoor project when you shop at Menards. Greenworks 40-volt cordless tools have everything you need to keep your yard looking great. The Greenworks cordless trimmer and edger is lightweight, starts instantly, and comes with a 40-volt battery and charger. Pick one up today, on sale, now through June 1st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel, an easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age-maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age-maintenance maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never too early, never too late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save.